yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. What an incredible and beautiful statement of faith. In my opinion, one of the more beautiful statements in all of scriptures. Traditionally, we think of Martha and Mary, and we might ask ourselves, okay, who do we most resemble? You know, kind of as an either-or sort of thing. Are we the worker who has to make things just so, always serving people, always on the move? Or are we the more contemplative that might frustrate those who are like Martha? Of course, there's great insight into that dynamic and the example that each of them set and the beauty that comes from them both. But one thing that we know with certainty is the close relationship that Jesus had with Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Throughout the Gospels, the house of these three disciples is a resting spot for Jesus and a place where he felt most comfortable. I can imagine Jesus sitting outside, maybe underneath the shade of a tree, and just sharing with them his recent travels, maybe some of the stories that he's told, perhaps his hopes and his dreams, and maybe even a few of his frustrations. Just imagine Jesus sitting down, looking at the three disciples and saying, "You won't believe what Peter did this time," and sharing some of those funny stories that come from their time in ministry. Now, the only way Martha could make that profession of faith that we heard at the end of the gospel is by having a close relationship with Jesus. And that's what strikes my heart in reflecting on St. Martha, is how deeply connected she and her sister and her brother, how deeply connected they were to Jesus. We can see what that meant for her. She had supreme confidence in Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But even in that moment of distress, she believes that even though Jesus wasn't there, he's still going to take care of her, her sister and her brother. She probably doesn't know exactly how, but her relationship with Jesus is so strong that she can't do anything other than trust. And what a great example for us. So often we wonder where God is in our life, why did or didn't he do something? We might look to the saints with envy because of their great faith, thinking, "Boy, I could never be like that." The truth is, we all can grow and have that same kind of faith. It might look differently for all of us, lived out in different ways. Sure, that's the beauty of the church. But how do we do that? It starts with our relationship with Jesus. How often do we talk with him? How often do we make time just to sit and share our day and what's going on, like he did with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus? It's great that we start our day with Mass and with prayer. In many respects, I'm preaching to the choir here. But what happens after you leave here? Is this just kind of a morning routine, which is good, but then how does it inform the rest of the day? What does that relationship look like? Do we talk to Jesus at all after we leave here? All the hours that we operate after here. And really, our friendship with Jesus is much like our human friendships. We have to make time for each other, make sacrifices for each other, and trust each other. If you find that you have a hard time trusting Jesus, maybe it's because you need to get to know him a little bit better and a little bit more personally. Where Jesus is, rather than having Jesus as this like distant heavenly figure, almost celebrity-like, the better is to see Jesus as our best friend who never leaves our side. Not far away, but right close near. And that he is the one who gives you a shoulder to cry on, a gentle embrace when you need the hug, the listening ear when you need to talk. Yes, Lord, we have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world.